See, you need to recognize who you are. You're not just a person in the skin with a black skin or light skin. You're born again. You belong to the kingdom of God. And David recognized that he had a covenant with God. And I belong to the kingdom of God. And who is this uncircumcised? That meant he didn't have a covenant. He's just an outlaw out there trying to dominate somebody. And I want to tell you this morning, Christian Fellowship, whoever looking, watching, it's time for you to stop letting outlaws dominate your life. You got a covenant with God, and they don't. They do not. So you need to rise up and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine or Philistine trying to rule my life? This circumstance, this bill, this lack of whatever, this sickness, this disease, this trouble, this fear. Who are you? Who you think you are? Am I talking to anyone this morning? Who do you think you are? I'm going to sit here and let you just torment me, fill me with fear, fill me with pain, and I'm just going to sit here. Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. And verse 27 says, and the people answer him after this manner, saying, so shall it be. So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. Verse 28. Eliab, his elder brother, heard what he spake unto the men. And Eliab was angry and was killed. Eliab was angry, was killing against kinder against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom did you leave those little sheep in the wilderness? He's trying to belittle him. So what you doing up here? You know, elder brothers do that to the younger brother. And he's a scaredy cat, and the younger brother, the son, stood up and very bold. And what you? And who did you leave those little sheep with? Huh? And David said, why comest thou down hither? And he said, and with whom did thou left these few sheep with in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. David said, notice David kept saying, David said, what have I done? Is there not a call? And he turned from him towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered again after the same manner. Verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight against this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go up against this Philistine to fight against him, for thou art but a youth, and he's a man from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came out a lion and what? A bear. And took a lamb out of the flock. Verse 35 said, and I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, I smote him and slew him. Boy, if that young kid can slay a lion and a bear, this big old giant didn't have a chance. Huh? Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this, listen what he's saying now. You can have what you say. thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has what? Defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, notice he keeps saying, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And I'm going to skip down to verse 40, so I'll tell you what he said. So Saul put his arm on David and all that stuff, and he said, this is too much. I can't prove this stuff. And so he took it off. And verse 41 said, and the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he did what? Disdain him. He put him down. You little runt, what are you doing out here? And see, this is what Satan will do to you with his troubles, problems. He'll make you look like an idiot. What are you trying to confess the word for? You know what the doctor said. You know your mom and them had it. You know where you came from. You came out of the ghetto. Your dad ain't never had nothing. Who you think? What do you think you're talking about? You're going to be a leader and you rich. Yeah, he'll disdain you, put you down. And some parents don't have no wisdom. They disdain their children from their cradle. And that child has to fight through all that to get to a place of respect. Some of them don't make it because you disdain them from the cradle, from time they were born. You'll never be nothing. Come on, shout me down when I get to preaching good. Where did I stop at? Verse 41. Verse 42 said, when the Philistine looked about and saw David, disdained him. For he was but what? A youth, ruddy, of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, look, see the devil talking now. Am I a dog that thou comest to me with the staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. I'll show you something now. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the what? Beast of the field. See, when Satan got through talking, you need to have something to say. Then David said to the Philistines, see, he had something to say. See, Satan's going to talk. He's going to talk. But when he gets through talking, you need to have something to say. Are y'all hearing me this morning? And then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come unto thee in the name of the Lord God of hosts, Lord of the hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee. Listen to what he's saying. He didn't say, I hope something will change. This day will he what? Deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcasses to the host of the Philistines, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. Now let me stop right here. David not only said, Goliath, I'm going to take your head off. but I'm going to kill a whole bunch of rest of you. Because he said carcasses. That means plural. I'm not only going to kill you, I'm going to kill a bunch of you today. That's a bad boy. Are y'all hearing me? He said, I'm going to kill a bunch of you. Because the rest of them, he couldn't. Now, when he charged, now, I may be getting ahead of myself. But when he charged Goliath, you need to know this.